I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Our high school player of the week, Reddick Langston, going to join us here in just about 6 minutes on the Fan Upstate while we're waiting to get Reddick on the phone, who he's just busy signing autographs right now because of the incredible day that he had last week. Cole, let's do a real quick rundown. The Carolina Panthers remaining 11 games of the season, sitting at 3-3 right now. Roughly 9 wins is what it's going to take to have a chance to get that wild card slot. I don't think they're going to get it with 8, but you know, just because, yeah, you know, yes, the NFC South is awful. Yes, the NFC East is awful. But there's some good football being played around the NFC.
So you're saying they have to win 8 of the next 11, right?
I think
roughly.
So.
Because they're at 3 now?
They're at 3
how
now.
How many wins do you
or
how
I think many, they got to get to 9. They're probably going to have to get to 9 to have a chance.
Oh, so they only have to win 6 of the next 11?
Yeah, they only have to win 6.
Okay,
so,
6 of their next 11.
Let's go down the list here real quick.
Let's do the Jets. I think that's a win, man.
Win, yep. At home against Buffalo.
You would be inclined to think loss, but Buffalo lost to Atlanta two nights ago. So
true.
I'll still go loss, but who knows?
I'm with you on that one. On the road at Green Bay, loss.
Yeah, Green Bay's a good team.
At home against New Orleans,
I think it's a very winnable game. They have not looked good this year.
I've got them losing on the road at Atlanta here in about 5 weeks.
Yeah, well, the reason I would agree with you, Diesel, it's hard to beat a team twice.
Yep.
You know, they've already beat them once.
I also have them losing on the road at San Francisco.
Yeah, San Francisco's playing really well.
Here's where I think this one's fun, Cole. I think they beat the Rams at home because so far, 3 of the Rams' 4 wins are against really bad teams. I think they steal this one.
It's interesting because, to your point, the Rams, they're good. They're one of the best teams. I'm going to do my NFL power rankings later in the show. They're one of the best teams in the NFL right now. Let's see.
I think they're
Carolina
a paper tiger.
Hot.
I think they're a paper tiger.
I like it.
I got them winning on the road at New Orleans, so sweeping the Saints.
Wow, that'd be big, man.
Yep.
That'd be huge. Winning, two of their last 3?
Still a couple more games after that. There's still 3 more
games.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
After
I was
that.
Looking at the bottom of the page. I hadn't scrolled down far enough.
Then I have them losing at home against Tampa.
Yeah, Tampa's good.
Unfortunately, I also have them losing at home against Seattle.
Yeah, Seattle's good.
And then I have them losing again on the road at Tampa.
Yeah.
So not a great way to end the season with 3 straight losses, but here's the fun thing. I got them going 4-7 down the stretch. That puts them at 7 wins. That's 1 up from last season. But I also think there's a chance that maybe they steal that second-to-last game against Seattle, and maybe Buffalo is as bad as some people think they might be tumbling into. So what if they beat the Rams, they beat, they beat the Seahawks, and then they beat the Bills. Now you're talking about an 8-win team that's on that verge It's on the edge. On the edge of a playoff spot. I don't know that eight's going to get them there. I think they're more likely going to be around seven.
Be close. They won, what, five games last year, right? I
think they won six last year.
Did they?
I think.
I don't know if they can win. I don't know if they can. Six is still three more wins. And there are winnable games there, and the Panthers are playing a lot better. But at the end of the day, there's still a really tough team. There's still some really tough teams left on the schedule. I'll tell you this. If you told me they go on the road and beat New York, and then Diesel pull the upset at home against Buffalo in less than 14 days, my opinion would drastically change, right? I'd say, ho, this team might can win 8-9 games.
Yeah.
Because at that point, they would have already won five. They're 3-3 right now, trying to improve off of last year is number one. Right. You want to win.
That's the real moral of the story. That's the real goal, is to go up a win or two from last year.
I'm pulling up their record from last year. They were 5-12 a season ago. So you're already more than halfway to your last year's win total, right? You're already more than halfway. You win two more games. You've tied it. I think there's a real possibility for what you said to happen. It's just a matter of consistency. They've got to continue to run the ball well. And, man, those division games, like, they're still going to be tough. That is a brutal last three stretch, Diesel. You read it off. Tampa Bay, Seattle. How do you play Tampa Bay twice in 3 weeks?
Who keeps doing this to the Panthers?
How does that happen?
Who keeps demoralizing the Panthers down the stretch? It seems to happen like this every single year. I don't know the eight. Or maybe even nine. I don't know if nine is going to get you in the playoffs, because the NFC North and West, as of right now, have all the good teams in it, right? The Bears, the Vikings, a lot. Every team in the North is above 500, and three out of the four teams in the West are above 500. So I think Seattle's good. I think L.A. could be okay. We'll see. We'll find out about the Rams.
And that game's at home for Carolina and Charlotte. You know, they have some pretty critical games, though, at home. Like, you're talking about Buffalo at home. Mm-hmm. You're talking about, obviously, the division games at home real quick before we have our high school player of the week on. And then that game against Seattle at the end of the season, late December, that's a home game.
They really need to get at least one of those last three. So they don't end the season on three straight losses. How awful would that feel?
Yeah.
Considering the clear, visible strides they've made in this season, if you finish the year on three straight losses, two of them to a divisional rival in Tampa Bay, also to your former quarterback, that would certainly demoralize the Carolina Panthers. Sports Talk and the Fan Upstate is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Let me ask you this real quick as we get our high school player of the week on. Do you have a feeling as a Panthers fan that, like, oh my gosh, things are going good? You've won, what, two straight games now? You're at 500 for the first time in 4 years. Do you have a feeling of, oh boy, things are going to go bad? Things are going to go south. Are you nervous?
I feel like it could go squirrely at any time. I do obviously appreciate the fact that this team is finding its confidence, right? They're figuring out ways to win games. They're staying in games against teams that are on paper better than them. That's invaluable to be able to build that kind of confidence. Obviously, the Atlanta win sure as heck helps. Beating Dallas sure as heck helps. I'm not going to say, like, yesterday it's one of the best wins in Dave Canales' history, because I certainly don't want to give you dirty, filthy Dallas Cowboys fans that satisfaction. But still, I mean, it's a good win. And it's a game that last year or the year before, they would have folded like a lawn chair and they would have lost. So that's a big deal for the Carolina Panthers to get that win, and I do think that maybe this could be that spark that starts them back into that building process. The fans need it more than anything. Sure, we can talk all day about tanking and getting a better draft stock, but then again, they're going to start having some money coming in over the next couple of years as they clear off some of those old contracts off the cap. So they're going to have some money to go out and buy some good players. Maybe they could mix that in with some picks and you know, kind of laser focus in on needing one or two key players and pursuing that rather than saying, hey, we need a little bit of everything. We need all the draft picks we can get.
It's going to be interesting, man. I kind of have a little optimism, even though I'm not a fan of that team. It's fun that they're 500. Hey, it's good that we're talking about them right now because it could be the opposite, Diesel, where they're, you know, 1-5 on the season. Speaking of talking, let's talk a little high school football, Diesel, as we are joined by our Fan Upstate High School Player of the Week. We're joined every single week by whoever we nominate, and this week it's Malden quarterback Reddick Langston on Friday against Easley. Reddick was 11 of 18 for 211 yards and 3 touchdowns through the air. He also had 10 rushes, 161 yards on the ground, and 2 rushing touchdowns. Reddick,
in a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Appreciate you hopping on with us, man. Good to talk to you. Good to talk a little high school football. What is it like to get the win Friday over Easley? Obviously a big performance for you and your team, but man, you were a big part of that. Talk about Friday's win and what went into it.
Overall, it was a lot of preparation. That was really the basis that Coach Cook was talking about, along with execution. We went into the week, we were very strong film-wise. Every coach had a lot of hours. All the players had a lot of hours. We were really looking to attack the corners, attack the run game, really wanted to pound the rock. And we wanted to let it and give it to our star players, and we did. So,
Reddick, talk about, you know, running that football and how huge it was in that game. And how do you see the field? Do you see, you know, use the run to set up the pass, or do you see use the pass to set up the run?
I'd say for me, I use the run to set up the pass. You know, if I drop back, back foot hits, nothing's there, I like to scramble, you know, make the defense think on their toes and make something happen.
Reddick, you had more rushing yards, or excuse me, you had just 211 yards in the air, 161 yards on the ground Friday night. You had a lot of rushing yards. When you talk about your run game and that part of your game as a quarterback, when would you say playing football coming up as a kid and through middle school, when would you say you started to realize that the rushing aspect could be a part of your game?
It was mostly when I started playing lacrosse.
Oh,
honestly.
Wow.
Because, you know, I wouldn't say I'm really too scared to hit people. So, you know, I started playing lacrosse. You get bashed by sticks every once in a while. So if I see space in the, you know, the green grass, I'm going to run to it. So
Reddick, what were you seeing differently on the field last Friday that you hadn't been seeing prior to that? I mean, a couple of tough losses from Alden leading into that game, and then all of a sudden the team just bursts open and puts up nearly 50.
I'd say it was a mentality. You know, everybody was confident. Everybody was hyped throughout the week. Practice was electric. Everybody was moving on the same page, thinking the same way. And even during the game, everybody was talking on the sidelines. You know, people know what they wanted to do. Coach Cook was writing new plays down. We haven't ran. We ran a new play in the game and scored the first time we ran it. So everybody was really just clicking on defense and offense. So,
yeah, sounds like that was a big part of it. We're joined by Reddick Langston, quarterback of the Alden Mavericks. He was 11 of 18, 211 yards through the air on Friday in the win over Easley, 3 touchdowns through the air. He had 10 rushes for 161 yards and 2 rushing touchdowns. Langston, or Reddick, you mentioned lacrosse. We've seen other quarterbacks throughout the course of the past few years play lacrosse and also play quarterback. Go into that a little bit more. You talked about finding open space, being able to run and pick up yardage with your legs. How does lacrosse make you a better football player, and how does football make you a better lacrosse player?
I'd say it helps with speed, agility, also being able to read the entire field. You know, you can't just stare at one person while playing lacrosse. Mm. You know, it's constant movement. There's no stops in between plays. You got to be able to process everything. You can't have tunnel vision. So, and, you know, it works on toughness. Mm. So that's a plus.
Reddick, does the Greenville game coming up hold any special significance? You know, Malden is a suburb of Greenville. You know, they're the big city boys, and Malden, you know, has a cow pasture across the road from the high school. Does this one have a little extra juice for you, or is it just another game?
It definitely has juice. I've only played at Greenville's home field once, I believe. So I really want to go in there and make it happen. But it would also be big for the program to be able to win, you know, this game and then the following 2-4 region games, first time in a long time.
Hey, Reddick, let me ask you this, man. When you talk about your play, obviously it was really big on Friday, but some of the guys that you were able to get involved offensively, your running backs, your wide receivers, talk about some of the other guys that helped you have such a successful night on Friday.
First off, you know, O-line, you know, got to give appreciation to them.
That's right.
They played absolutely amazing. No sacks, pounded the rock, a bunch, over 500 yards of offense. Tamari Shepard, 2 touchdowns, almost 100 receiving yards. Makai McClintock, amazing. You know, hit him on a couple short routes throughout the game and the first touchdown. Tarris Thomason and Kamari Cannon, both pounded the rock. Relentless, running the ball. And
I shouldn't have asked you. You start naming guys, you'll forget about one or two, right?
Yeah.
Reddick,
go ahead. Off the top of my head, that's all I can think of.
Reddick, you're a senior, so this makes it your last ride at Malden. How would you say in your time at Malden that you've seen this program take those strides that you think it'll be left in a better place after you move on?
I definitely think it will be. You know, I got moved up sophomore year, you know, blown out every game. And then, you know, last year I got injured. But, you know, the place that he has taken, you know, Coach Cook has taken the program throughout the 3 years is honestly remarkable. Mm. You know, because we started, you know, we had a bad culture and bad mentality going into games. It was every man for themselves. And now it is a team. It is we's. It is not an I, a me. It is we are going to go out there and we are going to play our best and not drag around and, you know, just play.
Yeah, I love that. Reddick, when you're not playing football on Friday nights, what are your hobbies? What can somebody find Reddick Langston doing in his free time?
Either, you know, watching film or Clemson games.
That's
watching
a good answer. A good answer, watching film, right? Did I hear you say you're a Clemson fan?
Oh, yeah, big time.
What are your thoughts on this season they've had?
Oh, you know, no comment on that one. We're just going to We're just going to move on from that question.
I like it. I like it. You could be a politician the way you're dodging these questions. I like it. Reddick, great stuff, man. Congratulations on your performance against Easley, and congratulations on being named the Fan Upstate Player of the Week, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Best of luck Friday at Serene Stadium versus Greenville.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Absolutely. That's Reddick Langston. You heard him right here on the Fan Upstate, our Fan Upstate Player of the Week. Not going to talk about Clemson, though, and the 3-3.
He is just all about ball. You know, he could have said, yeah, I'm a senior in high school, man. Yeah. I'm into chasing around girls. I'm into playing video games. Nah, man, for him, it is all ball all the time.
But he's right about Andre Cook. We've had him on the show, obviously, and on Saturday mornings as well. Maldon was, man, he's right. They were in a bad spot. And I know sometimes you look at wins and losses, and that's the only thing that fans look at. But to his point, Andre Cook's done a really good job bringing some stability back to this program. And, man, that's a big game Friday. Maldon at Greenville, Scoot Watson first year at Greenville Diesel. And you mentioned it, a little bit of a rivalry game for those guys. You know, neither team wants to lose to somebody who's really, really close to you, just to what, from Maldon to Serene Stadium.
20 minutes down the road,
15, 20 minutes. So that's a big one Friday, man, a really, really big one here in the upstate.
I have a feeling, Cole, that Maldon High School, given just the way that construction is happening in Maldon and in that area, as it just keeps getting denser and denser and denser with more and more houses, I think Maldon is going to go on a little bit of a mini run over the next 10, 15 years.
A lot of
more
growth.
More and more people keep moving into that area. Yep. It keeps growing for sure.
It's going to be a lot of fun to see. Again, we'll have more conversation about the high school games on Friday in our weekly picks, but it's time to do our whip around of the sports headlines in our Daily Wires next.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.